Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is October the 7th, 2025. Two years to the day that Hamas started a war with Israel. Well, let me phrase that. Started their latest war with Israel. Came in, slaughtered innocent people. That's what terrorists do. And 2 years later, Hamas could very well be rewarded, right? I mean, that's where we are right now. I've told you this before, and I just want to say this again before we chat with Dr. Keith Ablow in a moment, but the world loves the dead Jews, right? 2 years ago, the whole world was like, aw, those poor Jews. Those poor Jews. Then those Jews fight back. Now, all of a sudden, the anti-Semites come out. Now, all of a sudden, that prior hidden anti-Semitism that had been hidden, all of a sudden it comes out. And that's where we are today. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Now, with that, let me bring in my friend Dr. Keith Ablow, because I want him to analyze a couple of things, take a look at a couple of things, including this Jay Jones situation, which is just absolutely, positively despicable. What's up, Doc? Good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Somber day, but thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, yours is a voice that needs to be heard on happy days, to be sure, but also in days like this where we're dealing with some pretty heavy stuff. I want you, if you don't mind, I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but I know you'll be up to it. We've got this guy here in Virginia, a guy by the name of Jay Jones, wants to be attorney general, and he has fantasized, in his words, not mine, about putting two bullets into the head of one of his co-workers. He has fantasized about having that co-worker's children die in front of their mother. What do you make of somebody like that?
Well, you know, in psychiatry, psychology, or life coaching, where there's smoke, there's sometimes fire. And it obviously, if nothing else, it shows incredibly poor judgment and a very bizarre mind. We're not talking about somebody who's writing a novel. We're talking about someone who's commenting on a real person who obviously lacks any kind of insight, any kind of self-restraint, and clearly, to me, is willing to terrify other people. The question is, you know, where's the line for this person? But beyond that, the line clearly isn't shy of invoking the notion of terror. You want to have her children watch her die in front of them? What a bizarre, grotesque, hyperbolic statement to make. And anybody who isn't willing to say, I'm cutting ties with this guy, I don't wish him death, I wish him healing, but he can't possibly be our attorney general.
Right. So he is
only
sort of,
in America.
Exactly. Exactly. But what do you then say about the co-workers? Well, the people supporting him, right? Is there not some lack of basic decency for in this case, it's Democrats to just say, no, just no, you got to go away.
Well, there's a lack of basic decency. There's a lack of grounding in reality. This notion that people probably don't mean what they say, that's all wrong-minded. Very often they do mean what they say.
Yep.
The idea that somehow conservatives and people who do have their feet grounded in reality deserve to die for that is popular now.
Right.
And what you see are those who are standing by this person saying essentially, well, we're very angry. And maybe death is reasonable for our opponents. But we knew they were saying that, and we knew they were doing that, and we've seen the horror involved in that. This guy is a proponent of absolutism and of literally going to war and killing your opponents. I mean, it's not that he's not saying it as a joke. This is in his mind that would be perhaps justified. And that's terrorizing someone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. Is it, God, how do we even phrase this, Keith? Can somebody who says that sort of stuff recover? Because it just seems to me, if you are saying that, there's something about specificity, right? If you're dealing with somebody who says, I want to kill somebody, and you say, oh, or I want to kill myself, okay. Do you have a plan? Do you have a means? You say, oh, I'm going to get a nuclear weapon and blow up the world, right? You go, eh, he's not an immediate threat. But somebody who's thought it through and said, yep, gun, not one bullet, two bullets, here's the location, that's an immediate threat. Can that person get better?
Well, I'd like to believe anyone can get better,
okay.
Right? But for, right? Because in some ways, it's on us. How
right.
Empathetic can you be? What kind of medicine can you use? How long can you hold somebody to be able to help them? You don't have to, by the way, if you're dealing with somebody who is in extreme danger, that doesn't mean that you have to release them prior to them not being dangerous. You might just not hate them and say, I'm sorry, you can't leave the building.
Yeah.
You know, you're still quite dangerous. We can't it's no different than if you were infected with a terrible virus.
Yep.
We would have you in quarantine. We don't hate you. We just have to protect the public. Now, Jay Jones is a public health nightmare.
Yeah.
He is spreading hate. He's spreading murderous thinking.
Yes.
He is a vector of destructiveness, and he is essentially a vampire. There is something wrong in the brain or mind, I would venture, of somebody who says, I would like to see, have this woman's children watch her die. Okay, well, you have just declared yourself the walking dead yourself. You have no empathy. Yeah. You have no judgment. And I'm not surprised that you are part of a cult of viral death. Yeah. You'd like to take the life out of others. Yeah. This is a progressive thing, by the way, because life is really connected to autonomy mm-hmm. and one's connection to God. Yep. And the progressives would like to amputate that from us and put in the state in your mind, which is akin to the state running you, is very much like being not present. That's which right. is kind of like being dead.
That's exactly right, man. Always great stuff. Keith, I love you, brother. I appreciate you being here. That is Dr. Keith Abloh. I got to remind you, visit keithabloh.com. Keith's involved in so much stuff, and next time he's on, I want to dive into a lot of the stuff he's doing these days. We just didn't have time today. But keithabloh.com, that'll take you everywhere. keithabloh.com. 544, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.